Five, four, three, two, one, go!
Welcome to the China Jedi Tour, where we voyage out to meet, visit, and see both normal or strange, known or unknown people, places, communities, civilizations, and events, to boldly bring you original and completely useless but sometimes useful content and informational information, and as always, shine humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.
Work a work a work a work, the con is on. The time has come for procrastination.
I'm sitting over the barbecue from Charlie, from Space Folk. And Charlie, man, we go back a bit. It's great to see you in your bareback attire. I took mine off earlier, but it's dried now. I didn't see your set today. How'd it go, brother?
It was a great set.
Anything?
We missed our keyboard player.
You missed the keyboard player as well?
I mean, he's usually playing with us, and he had a rough time earlier today. He was in the hospital.
This keyboard player doesn't happen to be the keyboard player for the Brutang Clan?
No.
Or for another band, perhaps?
No.
Because I was speaking to another band, and they also had a keyboard player that was out of action. So it's definitely not them.
It might just be the ether.
Because what I find, I mean, we're from Ju Hai, we're in a band. A lot of the bands here, it's a different music scene here. There's a lot of great musicians, and they interlope almost like creatively, promiscuously, yeah? You're all in different bands and stuff, which is a nice thing, but your keyboard player isn't like that.
No, it's more incestuous. It's a lot of talk about a keyboard player who doesn't even show up.
Well, the keyboard player is the symbol of what we're trying to bring across.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Charlie, I mean, the Space Folk, you played at the Magic Island, high impact, high energy band, shirts off. What's your genre?
Psychedelic folk rock. That's what we do.
Yes, it really is, isn't it? Yeah. And it's all completely original, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Who writes the songs?
I write them, and then we write them as a band. Right? Come on.
Come on.
I mean, no song is complete until we all play it together.
I like that. You know what the Sonyak Sens do?
No, I don't.
I write the songs. I get them to stand against the wall.
You're nervous?
Oh, you're responsible for like exactly like an interview. Like, no, I don't. And then you continue. You're like, dude, what the fuck?
So is this guy in your band as well? What we got?
Are you yes, saying this is like an it? Interview? I don't
is
like
it,
this.
Definitely, yeah.
It's just chill out though. Wow.
And then after you stand them against the wall, what do?
I sing them the song with my electric. And if they don't like it, which doesn't happen a lot, we say, okay, what can we do? But generally, like, a lot of bands are like that, actually. We all have our part, right? A good team always has its roles. And to hear someone that, like you've just said, you put your song out and you all put in, that's great. I don't know if that's really the main... I don't know. I mean, you know what I mean? I think it's whatever floats your boat, yeah? I think lots of different things work differently, yeah?
Well, of course, sometimes I write a song and it just ends up exactly how I wrote it.
Yeah.
That's not most of the time.
Yeah, so different for everybody, yeah? But yeah, I mean, I write the songs and we play them, we lay them down, and they're always like, okay, maybe we do a break in that and we change the chord, and, you know, instrumentally, that's awesome, yeah? And like my bass player, he always says, well, no one listens to your lyrics anyway.
That's bullshit.
Well,
I listen to your lyrics. Yeah.
So, Space Folk, how long have we been together?
A little over 3 years.
It's just, yeah, we think of the place we're in. That's good. I mean, we're coming up to 3 years. Yeah. And you've never had any changing positions there? You have no one gone home and stuff? Because we've always got a drummer and bass problem. You know?
We're on our fifth bass player.
Okay. Yeah, fifth bass player. Not bad, brother.
How many years are we talking about? Since your group started?
3 years.
3 years. Oh yeah, I already said that. Dude, I don't know.
But who's the main stage? It's you, obviously, doing the lyrics, doing the singing. Who's been there all the time?
Adrian on drums.
Adrian on drums.
Holding it down. Without him, I mean, there would be no band. John on guitar. Playing the leads, playing, you know, I mean, providing the space.
Yeah.
He's been there the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, those boys are awesome musicians as well. Right?
Incredibly talented.
So, and you also play the ukulele, yeah? I see you bring that out. Which is just fantastic.
Yeah, well, it's fun. You know, it connects with the Chinese audience.
Yeah. Did you bring it out? So I really wish, you know.
Yeah, well, of course. Of course, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you letting us have an interview.
Great contribution.
Yeah, man, awesome. So, yeah, so how long have you been in Shenzhen for, Charlie?
4.5 years.
And, I mean, in your spare time, apart from the music, what are you doing? I've never actually even asked you. We always just meet in the musical realm, yeah?
That's true. Yeah, no, it's great.
I mean, I didn't even know. I want to know. We just keep it music with us, yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm managing the music for a brew pub.
Okay.
So I hire a bunch of bands all week long.
Okay, so... So actually, Ryan told me about this. Okay, so where is it? In Shenzhen, whereabouts?
Coco Park.
And what's the place called?
Tabs Brew Pub.
Tabs Brew Pub. And you've got live music on, like, every night or once a week? What has it?
Five nights a week.
And obviously Space Folk come, or...
We've played there.
Do you reckon Sun Yat-sen's could flutter a little bit of a...
I would hope so. That would be beautiful.
can we sign the line tonight then? We'll bring the Sun Yat-sen's out.
No problem. What day do you want?
Saturday's good for my wife.
Okay.
So I can get away then, yeah. And then Sunday we can chill.
Okay, great.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so what song are we going to play tonight from Space Folk?
Star Bullet.
Star Bullet. Tell me a little bit about it.
Okay, well, it's about... I mean, everyone's got a star bullet. It's a beam of light. It's coming out of your chest.
Like your mojo that everyone comes to the world with, yeah?
Yeah, not my mojo. Everyone's got their own mojo.
But everyone's is different, some's are similar, but...
Yeah, no, everyone's got their own. And it's like the Tao.
Yeah, the way for you. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
It comes right out of your heart center.
Yeah.
And you follow it.
So, this is Space Folk. Lovely speaking to you, Charlie. You're a great guy.
My pleasure.
And this is Star Bullet. This is China Jedi Tour, people.
So, Eric, stage name Eric the Viking, live on China Jedi Tour podcast.
Yeah.
The morning after, the night after your debut showing for the Sun Yat-sens, how did it go?
It went pretty well, actually, yeah. Pretty awesome place to play. A little bit far.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty good. Sounds good.
And there's a lot of people there, right?
Yeah, at least 400 people, I guess.
Quite a small stage, wasn't it? The drummer that played after you asked me how to get behind the drums, and I said, well, maybe he needs to ask you. How did you do it?
Just push the cymbal away and just move over the speaker cabinet. Yeah, it was an adventure just to get behind the drum.
Said like a true pro. Yeah. For any drummers listening, that's how you get behind the drum set.
Yeah, you just crash it.
Did I say drum set? It's a drum kit, isn't it?
Yeah, drum kit, drum set.
Yeah.
A drum.
I mean, mate, I thought you did amazing as for your debut. You were really tight.
Tight
as a
and loud, apparently.
Right. So tight, there may have been some need for lubrication. Yeah, that was really, really awesome.
Not sure if it's a good thing, but...
So how long have you been with the Sun Yat-sens for? Obviously not very long.
No, we had, like, seriously, only 4 practice.
Yeah.
Officially.
Yeah.
So it was, like, let's see, unofficially, like, 7 months, but we just practiced since a month and a half, probably.
So going back to the Sun Yat-sens, what's kind of the genre, would you say, of our band? Yeah. Sun Yat-sens, the genre.
Genre? I don't even understand this word.
You speak French, though, right?
Yeah.
It's a French word.
Yeah.
Genre.
Oh, Jean!
Ah!
Oh, there you go.
Actually, I'm fluent in French. You guys don't know that.
Genre.
It's a soft G.
thank you for that, Ryan. Genre. Yeah, what would you say the genre is?
Very unique. It's a reggae, pop, rock.
Mm.
Yeah.
Reggae, rock, pop. I like that.
Yeah, pop, rock, reggae.
Yeah.
Rockadiddy pop.
Rocky diddly doodle. Hey diddly doo doo doos. What's your favourite song that you like to play as a drummer?
I like Sunday Morning, for sure, because it's very energetic, but can't wait to play Blue Sky live.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the rapping part. It's really
awesome.
Yeah. But actually, I like play everything, so it's no real number one in my head yet.
Well, anyway, the important news is the Sun Yat-sens are back with a fearsome foursome, and it's working on the second album. So let's have a bit of a listen to them from live last night at the Secret Spot Cafe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. Check them out.
From the track. I want to say to you,
Thank you very much. Xie xie你们.
So I'm talking to the lead man of Lips McKenzie, none other than... Are you Dirty Curdy now, or have...
Always Dirty Curdy, man. Never stop being Dirty Curdy. Always Dirty Curdy.
But Dirty Curdy, the band, who was at Magic Island, that's a thing of the past in terms of a...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's done. That's finished. Pretty much the demise of that came after it broke my arm. It broke my arm a couple months ago.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Me and Adrian were supposed to go on a little bit of a tour, like up to Shanghai and everything.
Yeah, because you were doing a tour with VAR China.
Yeah. And we like extended that tour through December, and like a week before we were supposed to leave, I broke my arm skateboarding. And it just, you know, pretty much died after that.
But if there's a way to break your arm, it's skateboarding. Yeah, it's not like falling down steps.
I don't know what an overweight 26-year-old man is doing on a skateboard, but, you know.
Absolutely, that was my next question. Yeah, okay, but you're back now, your arm's looking good, and you were playing some pretty hot guitar last night, yeah?
I was trying.
Yeah. It sounded really sweet. So Lips McKenzie, when did all that come together?
Well, we've been playing together for about 2.5 months now.
Okay.
And pretty much, like, I stopped working at Lavo, like, the jazz bar I was playing at.
In Shenzhen.
Yeah, and I just needed something. I wasn't playing in a band, so I talked to the new guy, Matt, about playing drums. My roommate introduced me to him, and he was like, dude, like, I haven't played in a band since high school. That'd be so awesome, man. Like, let's do that. So, like, me and him jammed, and he was great. Like, he was really awesome. We put, like, 2 songs together, and then... It's just like, man, like we need to find a bass player, like, you know, obviously, next step. And Eric was available. Something had just ended for Eric that he had some time.
Yeah.
So then we started jamming.
Eric from the Mighty Orphans.
Yeah. And then Eric was the one who actually brought the idea that said we should have like a female vocalist. Like a really like quaint, gentle, like Chinese vocals over this would be really cool. So we talked to Sangreal and came together.
So you've got your drums. You got your guitar, and you've got your Chinese vocalist,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. It's it. Free, yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome, dude. And what about the Lips McKenzie? Where does that come from, that name?
Oh, it's man. We just needed a band name, and, like, it was getting, like, dire. Like, no one could think of anything good. So one day, Eric was just like, all right, I'm just going to say a bunch of random words, and, like, you stop me when you hear something you like. So he just went down, like, this whole list of just, like, paper airplanes. Moist coitus, Lips McKenzie. And I was like, wait, stop. Stop on that one. That one sounds pretty good.
Where did that come from, though?
No idea.
It's not a movie or anything.
Yeah.
Lips McKenzie, that's brilliant.
It's better than our Hot Pot Hippies one as well. That's what we were originally going to be called.
Hot Pot Hippies?
We were Hot Pot Hippies for a long time.
Well,
not for a long time. That was what I was set on.
Yeah.
And then Chris was like, are you sure you don't want to be called Sunny at Sands? I was like, no, I want to be called Hot Pot Hippies.
Hot Pot Hippies.
Yeah, awesome. But Kurt, I mean, you've been doing the music scene now. How long have you been in China for?
This is my 4th year.
What was the reason for dressing up as a woman, the Dirty Curdy? At
oh, man. Oh,
just I've never got to ask you that.
I mean, it's just funny. It'd be weird. Anything to get people to watch, really. Like, anything to get people to pay attention. And come on, you know, do your dress.
You
know?
The guitar on.
you had short hair then as well, didn't you?
Yeah.
After you cut it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, should have had a wig. Purple wig with a
purple hair. Easy. So, live music scene. You're in Shenzhen. You're doing a lot of stuff in the evenings, yeah? You're mm-hmm. teaching in the day. What's your experience if you play back home? In China, you know, live music. What's your feeling there?
Well, I mean, specifically for, like, Guangdong, like, with, you know, all of us, like, you know, over the years, like, there's been a lot of ebb and flow. Like, there's been, like, some awesome bands that have come through for maybe, like, a year or two.
Yeah.
And then they're just gone. You know, like, I don't know if you guys remember Pokemon Dad. You guys ever see that?
Yeah. Actually, when I lived in Beijing, the drummer, what's his name?
Kevin.
The girl I lived with in Beijing, when I moved to Shenzhen, they were together.
Like, really?
Like, really random. I hadn't even been here. I had never... So it was a massive coincidence.
So like, there's like, at least in the Shenzhen scene, there've been a couple bands that like have come for like 2 years and like really hit it like really hard, like Count Fills, like Pokemon Dad, and then like after a year or so, they're just gone.
Yeah.
So there's just constant flux of like musicians coming in and out, which is really cool. Like it creates like a lot of diversity, which is really interesting to see, and the scene is always changing, which is really interesting. It's just for some bands, like it's kind of difficult to like keep stable members. Like you guys know how that goes, you know. Like we were joking the other night. I think for every year Space Folk's been around, they've had a different bassist.
Yeah.
Like,
so who's your bassist now?
Space Folk.
Yeah.
Eric Archer.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
Space
Folk.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, flip it then. What about local Chinese original music? I mean, have you touched into any of that?
Local Chinese original music, like in Shenzhen, there are two Chinese bands that I know that we've played with before, and I think one of them actually just broke up. But have you guys ever heard of Salty Air?
Yeah,
yes.
Female post rock band. Yeah, like it's like post rock is not my thing by any means. So like I can't even tell what's good post rock and bad post rock. That's like I'm not even in touch with that scene at all. But I know that they're pretty prominent, like around the local Chinese scene. Like they've played B10 a couple times, which is pretty big.
B10 festival?
No, B10's it's like the big live house in Shenzhen.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
But it's like they only bring in like international touring bands. It's like very rarely will a local band play there. So.
But they played here last time I was here for. There was a mini fest or something last year.
They've played here before. They've played here before. Multiple times, I think. Yeah. More than once.
A bit of salty air?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Like
they hot?
Yeah.
Hot rock?
Chinese lovely ladies.
So, back to Lips McKenzie. What's the genre, if we can? Because I was hearing some drum and bass and
dude,
all sorts of...
it's like post-psychedelic jam hop.
Love it.
It's good to see a female cigarette.
Yeah, really.
Well.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's not a lot of bands with, like, female front... you know, vocalists and everything, so I think that's cool.
Yeah. Well, listeners, let's listen to a bit of Lips McKenzie.
Steven, you should be home by the big TV screaming. And what's your name?
Shiying,
yeah.
Yeah.
And you guys are living in Shenzhen?
Yeah.
So you came all the way out here to listen to the music?
No, just...
You just came here to spend a night on the beach, yeah?
Yeah.
And the music happened to be on? Okay. So did you listen to any of the music last night?
Yeah, all night.
Brilliant. It was very loud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you? But he always paid all his attention on you. he told me you are handsome. Wow, that man is so handsome. I wanted to take a, how to say?
Picture?
No, drink beer.
Drink beer. Yeah, but now Shenzhen. Maybe next time.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe next time, yeah. So are you staying here today?
Maybe tonight we will back to the downtown.
Your wife?
Girlfriend.
Okay. She speaks English very well, huh?
A little bit.
她说的英文很好.
Oh.
Yeah. Very nice. Okay, guys. Nice to meet you. And I love your the word on your shirt. It says, shirt happens. Which obviously in English, if you take the R away, means shit happens. You understand that, right? Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah, thank you for coming and saying hello, yeah? Do you know you're live on the China Jedi Tour podcast?
A big up mention to Mr. Adrian Blackstock from VAR China, whose birthday it was on the Spring Fling Festival. Unfortunately, we couldn't catch up for him for an interview because he was just too busy with his birthday celebrations. So here it is, Gone by VAR China.
I'm trying to find a little peace of mind, but I know it floated away in your memories. I just hope to give a little piece of me. But since you're gone, all I got left is a little piece. Distance isn't real as long as we still feel those same emotions that came with this levitated heart. And until you left, I didn't really know that you were always there, right there from the very start. Fellas, don't know what you got until it's gone. Ladies, don't know what you got until it's gone. Amigos, don't know what you got until it's gone. Amigas, don't know what you got until it's gone. Been searching my whole life for a piece of myself that was right there with me the whole time. I've been trying to free this little piece of me, but it's locked up for some petty crime. We need something real, give us something we can feel, cause the future can be seen from the past. And in this moment, I hope we create something that these feelings won't leave us and they can last.
What you got until it's gone.
You don't know what you got until it's gone.
You don't know what you got until it's gone.
You don't know what you got until it's gone.
Locked up in my own mind, cause you can't jail these ideas. Hoping to get some freedom, because it's only fellas in here. Malcolm with the nutmeg, try to shake this monkey off my back. At the rave, we just ride the wave. Police coming in from all sides. I will run, but nowhere to go. Just lost in the desert now. Call the Valkyries, release me, so I can see my angel now. Just wanna see my mama again. Let her know that I'm okay. Just trying to ball in the Jordan. Till all that shit to fade away.
would love a 15 minute mix by DJ Taito.
I can put like 20, 30 tracks in those 15 minutes in.
Absolutely, be like something you've rinsed out tonight.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
Yeah?
Yeah, for sure. I'm
there. It's beautiful. Yeah. Colombian DJ, man. I love you, brother. Yeah.
Whenever you're on that mix to us, we always feel like we're really comfortable.
Nice. You guys played amazing tonight. It was really awesome.
But we can only... It's so nice to have someone on that deck next to us. And just to say, like, we're mixing it and it's like...
Security and the comfort to, like, focus on just yourself and your presentation.
Yeah, so, awesome.
Definitely. This is live from Xichang Beach, East Coast Shenzhen, Spring Fling Festival, Esteban, DJ Taita. Here we go.
Now this is a story about the Rock Island Line. Now the Rock Island Line is a railroad line and it runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans is a big toll gate. And all the trains that go through the toll gate, why, you gotta pay the man some money. Unless, of course, they got certain things on board, then they okay, and they don't ever have to pay the man nothing. And right now, we see a train, she's coming on down the line, and when she get up near to the toll gate, the depot agent shout down to the driver, he wanna know what he got on board. So he say, what you got on board there, boy? And the driver, he sing right on back down to the depot agent, telling him what he got on board. Yeah, the way you sing. I got sheep, I got cows, I got horses, I got pigs, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, he say, you all right then, boy, you don't have to pay me nothing, just get him on through. So the train goes through the toll gate, and as he go through, he got up a little bit of steam. A little bit of speed. And when he's safely on the other side of the toll gate, the driver shout back down the line to the man. Of course, you don't care what he say now, going home and going down the Rock Island Line. So he said, but I fooled you, I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got down the Rock Island Line, yes, yes, she's a mighty good road. Oh, well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right, I may be wrong. I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride, yeah. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride. Cat's in the cupboard, but he don't see me.
mustard and a bean. It is a golden ring. It is a twisted string. And you can ask the counselor. And you can ask the king.
Worried, no.
so no one gets worried. No one. But Sean, don't get careless. I'm sure it'll be fine. I love you. I love you. Oh, brother of mine.
Thank you for listening to the China Jedi podcast, shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.